Book. And I'm not sure if you've been following the story of Bob Hewitt. There's certainly been an absolute outcry after there was a letter that was released that indicated and confirmed that the idea was that he was going to be released on parole this Monday after serving 3 years of a 6-year sentence for rape and sexual assault. Half of his sentence means technically he's eligible for parole, but that is a discretionary decision that there are a lot of factors that weigh in. One of the factors that wasn't taken into consideration was weighing in the thoughts of his actual victims. And Olivia Jasril is one of those, the survivors of years of abuse at the hands of Bob Hewitt. She joins me on the line. Olivia, thanks so much for coming on the show this afternoon.
Hi, thank you very much.
When did you first hear that he was going to be released, and what was your immediate reaction?
Well, I heard about it on last Thursday morning at about 10 o'clock in the morning. Initial reaction was shock and disbelief, and then just sheer absolute anger and disappointment set in.
In terms of the Criminal Procedures Act, you should have been consulted.
This is correct, yeah. They should have contacted us, and they should have basically sent us an invitation to attend the parole hearing, which was not done and still has not happened.
For a survivor of abuse, to hear that he will walk free like that, how does it affect you?
I'm actually quite traumatized. I think, you know, it's also the whole event of having to have tried to get it stopped and everything. But, my biggest thought is I at least have the resources to fight something like this. What about a person who doesn't? And they're walking in a shopping mall one day and they pass their perpetrator in the shop. I mean, I cannot even comprehend how it would affect me. So, you know, I shudder to think how it's affected numerous women in this country.
Since the outcry over the release, what has happened?
So we initially found out that he was being released on parole. It was then vehemently denied by the correctional services. Not too long after it was denied by correctional services, one of the victims received a notification to say that he was being released on parole on the 23rd of September. In the midst of all of this, we managed to write to the Minister of Justice, and he has put the parole application or the parole decision up for review. So Bob Hewitt will not be released on the 23rd.
And you're also calling for more permanent change, not just Bob Hewitt, but for permanent change to parole legislation.
I am. You know, I've done a lot of research, and it seems that it's quite common that sexual offenders are not really rehabilitatable. And I do believe that paedophiles and sexual offenders should remain in prison, and I don't believe that they should be given parole. You know, they get these Mickey Mouse sentences, and a person like me sits with lifelong issues and a lifelong prison sentence.
You and another victim are willing to testify. Are you going to get the opportunity to testify at a parole hearing?
I'm hoping that is the case. You know, as I said, we haven't heard anything further, but you know, my understanding is that they now have to follow procedure, and they now would have to invite us to at least have at least attend. Having said that, I think it gets taken up for review, and it's based on the outcome of the review.
What would you like to say in that hearing?
Well, I'm not ready for him to come out of prison. You know, I just constantly get re-traumatized by the system, and I get re-traumatized by him. And it's just been a constant battle of not being able to heal over the last, you know, first it was 28 years. It's now 38 years because I've been fighting this fight for 10 years. And, you know, he was already discounted on his sentence based on his age. Now he's getting a further discount. And no, he must stay in prison. That is, as far as I'm concerned, that's exactly where he belongs.
You've said one of the triggers is people saying to you, oh, well, he's so old.
It absolutely makes me crazy. He had no regard for the fact that I was 12 years old. None whatsoever. So I don't care if he's 80. I really don't.
Are the conversations continuing with the Justice Department, and how can you bring about permanent change to the parole legislation to help other survivors of sexual abuse?
You know what? I think that they have finally acknowledged that there is a fundamental problem, you know, within the system, and that it doesn't serve people like me and other victims. And, you know, I think that they are, well, I'd like to believe that they are serious about, you know, making the system more victim-centric and looking after the victims before they look after the prisoners, which is how it always is and how it always has been. I'd like to see what they say, rose-tinted glasses. I'd like to look at it through rose-tinted glasses and hope that we are making a significant difference and they are going to take us seriously and relook at everything.
We saw in the wake of Uyanene's death this mass mobilization, people really coming together and calling for change, yeah, and demanding. Mm. Do you feel like that momentum, that there is a shift, that something's changing, or do you feel like, you know, a sense of complacency kind of sets in and this really is a true fight?
I think it is a very, very true fight and a very real fight. You know, it's all very well our president stands up and says that, you know, no parole, no bail, harsher sentences, but now he needs to follow through for us. There's only so much that we can do, and it's tiring. You know, it's tiring for us to keep on at the fight. And even though, you know, gender-based violence has been so highlighted, it just seems to continue. You know, the amount of deaths that happened in the space of a week, of women at the hands of men, it's shocking. And we need to see a difference from the top, and it needs to filter down.
Olivia
Jester. Otherwise, we're never going to win it.
Absolutely. I completely agree. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon. I really appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you for having me on your show.